So, for example, if we begin reading in 1 Chronicles 15, verse 25, so David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass when Yahweh helped, when Elohim helped the Levites that bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, that they sacrificed seven bullocks and seven rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen. And all the Levites that bore the Ark, and the singers, and the Hananiah, the master of the song with the singers, that would be like the choir master or the choir leader or director. And David had upon him an ephod of linen. In this manner, all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with the sound of the coronet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, sounding aloud with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the Ark of Yahweh, of the Covenant of Yahweh, came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out at the window, and saw the king dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the Ark of Elohim, and set it in the middle of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Elohim. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread, a portion of flesh, and a cake of raisins. And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of Yahweh, and to celebrate, and to thank and praise Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. And then it goes on to list what instruments and how they continually worshiped and praised. This was a joyous occasion. There's no way to tell whether or not this was a weekly Sabbath, but it's easy to tell that it was a time of worship. And there was a joyousness that was there. And when we attend services, that's the frame of mind we should be in. There shouldn't be things that detract from it. We all have them. We have them in our personal lives, we have them in our family lives, we have them in our work lives. I mean, there are all kinds of things that detract. But just as we prepare for worship by choosing clothes, we must prepare our minds for worship as well. There's a frame of mind that we have to be in when we come in, when we attend here. The purpose of worship is to provide an environment where we can do three things. One, express our thanks to Yahweh for the blessing and protection he provides. So the first thing we're thinking of is the blessings that he's given us throughout the week and the fact that we're protected. We may have injuries, we may get sick, we may have deaths in the family, but you know, there's always something that we can look at and say, Yahweh has been there for us. Those are the things that should regulate our thoughts as we prepare for services. Number two, to outwardly express the joy for these things that he's giving, for the blessings and protections. So it's not just a matter of saying thank you. We can do that at home. Here in services or in your home at services, that's a time when you do it as a group, when you're thinking about it and you're sharing it. Even if we don't share the particulars of what Yahweh has done for us, and we frequently do as we talk on the Sabbath day with each other, but we outwardly express it as we sing songs of praise. And we lift our voices. Those are the thoughts that should go through our mind. As we read the Psalm 23, which we read this morning. I mean, how many times have we all looked at the words of that psalm and thought about how Yahweh has really been there for us? That the reason that you have a devotional reading is so that we all can express joy, praise, and thanks to Yahweh together. It's the purpose. But again, the frame of mind should be there before we even walk in the door. And number three, to establish and build on a personal relationship with Yahweh. I mean, we have instruction. It forms a very vital part of our worship services. We listen as someone speaks. We take notes. We think about it. We make cross references in our Bible. We talk about it during and after and maybe even during the week. All of that instruction is designed to provide a foundation for our beliefs, to enable us to better study, to enable us to be better servants of Almighty Yahweh.